Thanks for joining us here on The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Democratic Congressman Darren Soto has been outspoken in calling for a faster response to the crisis in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria made landfall there on September 20th. Congressman Soto represents Florida's 9th district. That's east of Tampa in central Florida. The district has one of the densest populations of Puerto Rican people in the United States. He joined us last week just before making a trip to see the devastation in Puerto Rico firsthand. He returned to the mainland on Monday. Congressman Soto, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Congressman, thanks for coming back. We had you on last week, right before you left for Puerto Rico on Friday. Can you talk about what you saw down there?
Sure. Well, all the stories are true. I saw people waiting at line at dawn for groceries, shuffled in four by four. I saw people without water in much of the island, no cell phone service outside of San Juan. We saw no power anywhere, and when we took a helicopter ride, all the forests were stripped of their leaves, and as we landed in Utuado, a rural area in the mountains, they asked me, was I from FEMA, because they hadn't seen anybody yet. So there was a lot, and there still is a lot, that needs to be done with the federal response. A few of them had seen some military at their local little hospital, but that's about it. And so one of the keys that I took back for the next day when we met with FEMA is we have to airlift supplies out. And that's something that we've been stressing over the last couple of days to really help a lot of those folks in those isolated areas.
Congressman Soto, you had been critical of FEMA's response even last week before you went down there. Now, in the meantime, the president, of course, visited Puerto Rico. And here's what he had to say about his government's response.
What I see is an incredible job done by FEMA, done by the Coast Guard, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. I think that the job of the first responders has been something like I've never seen before.
Congressman Darren Soto, there's the president saying that FEMA has done an incredible job and all the military branches have done an incredible job as well. Your response?
Listen, our heroes are doing their best. Our first responders, our FEMA folks. It's just there's not enough of them and we don't have the assets that we need down there. If they're saying it's a job well done and things are going great, that's a severe underestimation.
Congressman, let's step back and take a look at Puerto Rico's economy just a little bit, a perennial concern in Congress, as you know. The president made remarks on this as well. Puerto Rico has about $70 billion in debt already, and there have been lots of efforts to try to restructure that. Here was President Trump on Fox News just a couple of days ago.
We're going to work something out. We have to look at their whole debt structure. You know, they owe a lot of money to your friends on Wall Street, and we're going to have to wipe that out. That's going to have to be, you can say goodbye to that.
Darren Soto, what do you think about his statement that the debt's going to have to be wiped out?
Well, the debt's certainly going to have to be dealt with, and if we can get Congress to agree to have it wiped out, you know, hallelujah. I can tell you, the island is drowning in debt. You know, they have a declining population, many people moving to New York and Central Florida, areas that I represent, Chicago, and so they're in tough shape. That really led to their grid being run down when they got hit by Hurricane Maria, and they're now under a fiscal board called PROMESA and literally have to get much of their budget approved by the bankruptcy court and by the PROMESA board. So it would be a big help to have some debt relief, and particularly if all of it was relieved, that would be a huge lift for them.
Well, it took about 24 hours for the White House budget director, Mick Mulvaney, to turn around and tell reporters not to take the president's statements word for word.
Well, you see that often, a theme where Trump goes out on a limb one way or another, kind of off script, and then they pull him back. So we're used to that in Washington.
You talked about the electrical grid, and we've reported that 75% of that grid is destroyed, Congressman. Of course, most of the island still without power. In the aftermath here, there have been calls from some sectors to say that privatization of that utility is the best thing for Puerto Rico's future and the best thing for its debt as well. How would you view moves to privatize the electrical grid there and other industries as well?
Well, in Florida, we have a mix. We have investor-owned utilities, which are private. We have municipal-owned utilities owned by cities, much like PREPA is considered. And then we have rural cooperatives, primarily in our agricultural areas. So I do believe in competition, but I wouldn't force it upon the Puerto Rico government. I think we have to walk with them hand in hand to come to this conclusion. But certainly having some competition, and if we sold off some of it to a private utility that then was able to rebuild with far less or no federal dollars, that certainly would be a help.
And back on the ground on Puerto Rico, Congressman, what needs to happen today, tomorrow? What do you want to see happening in the next 24 hours in terms of relief?
So we stressed having air assets down there and airlifting supplies, that was absolutely critical. That seemed to be the big missing piece in the immediate term. In addition, having better access to leave the island should people want to do so. We just had our first major cruise flight come in with 4,300 people from the island, many of them children with their parents and sick and infirm seniors that needed medical attention. So we do need to give people that option. And third, we need to get the cell phone service up and running, even if it's temporary towers, to start the communication moving. That's severely hampering both relief efforts and rebuilding efforts.
All right, Congressman Darren Soto from Florida's 9th District, we appreciate you coming back on to tell us about what you saw in Puerto Rico.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, today is the deadline for DACA recipients to apply to renew their status. Individuals in the United States through the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals were thrown into confusion when the Trump administration announced an end to that program with a 6-month delay. Then they appeared to backtrack and suggest a deal on DACA could be possible with Democrats on board. Meanwhile, Republicans on Capitol Hill on Wednesday in a House subcommittee approved a border security bill with $10 billion earmarked for President Trump's border wall. Republicans now have to decide whether they should try to attach that money to any deal on DACA with Democrats. Well, since we had both Republican Congressman Tom Cole and Democratic Congressman Darren Soto on the show, we asked them both about it. Tom Cole had this to say.
I think border security will be a component in this, but it's so supercharged. I think people use terms that are sort of misleading on both sides, quite frankly.
But Representative Darren Soto of Florida had this to say about $10 billion in funding for the border wall.
Over our dead bodies.
Two very different takes on what a deal involving a border wall and DACA could look like. This is The Takeaway. Stay with us.
The Takeaway is supported by AliveCor, working to make heart monitoring simple, continuous, and digital. AliveCor's cardia devices deliver EKGs and detect atrial fibrillation right from the user's fingertips from anywhere. More at AliveCor.com.